At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with Sue and Kendra. I can't believe you're taking out. How many girls are you taking out to dinner this weekend?
Well,
in Florida?
Emma was like, she acted as though it would be a privilege and an honor. And she said,
I love how they present it that way.
Oh, no,
right?
Her presentation
You'll love
was,
this, Mom.
You're meeting the boyfriend's parents. We're meeting them Saturday night for dinner. But Friday night, she said, hey, Mom.
And so he's going to be somewhere else, the boyfriend, on Friday night?
Yes.
With his friends
yes.
or family or something?
Yes, I think she'll do a girls' night Friday night, and then we'll see them Saturday night. But
okay.
She said, hey, Mom, wouldn't it be fun if you took me and all my girlfriends out for dinner Friday night? I've made reservations at an upscale...
Oh, she already made the reservation.
Oh, and I said, oh, a Mexican restaurant, so I can just wear something casual. She goes, oh, no, it's an upscale Mexican restaurant.
And
I was like, of course it is. So it's like four of them. Let's see, Emma, Ava, Hannah, Maddie, and then Tom and I, so six of us.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And
that's
you know
be,
that she knows that we're going to pick up the bill. Oh, yeah. And it's not like when I was a kid, if I ever, which was a rare occasion, got taken out to eat with my friend's parents,
say,
and
yeah.
they took us somewhere, and by the way, it would have been like a Friendly's or something like,
well,
you know,
if they did, right? If
yeah,
they took you out.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Big Boy. We had that out in Western Mass.
Big
Boys. We would have had that. I literally just was the type of kid that would have been, oh my God, I'm going to order the cheapest thing on the menu.
Right, you
I'm
look
gonna,
at the price.
Oh,
yes.
Yep. And we'd be like, oh, Mrs. Miller, you know, I'll just have the, you know, chicken fingers and I'll split them if you
and
want.
And you get like a water.
Yes.
Or milk. Whatever it was, but
I remember always ordering water and then saying I'd split something with somebody.
Yes,
because you were so hyper in tune with, oh my God, they're spending money,
right?
And yeah, no, this generation, my kids are like, Mom will pick up the bill,
no,
so everybody will be ordering cocktails, appetizers. The
there's
whole thing.
Definitely a difference in the generations for that, because I would have, even soda, ordering soda would have, unless they were free refills,
right.
I could never.
Right.
I would never be able to. Like, I just couldn't do it. And also, do your kids' friends call you Sue, or do they call you Mrs.? Well, they don't call you Mrs. O'Rourke because you're not
well,
Sue O'Rourke.
Yeah, my married name is O'Rourke, but Tab, you know, I've always kept Tab, but yeah, they call me Sue. And they would never, ever, if they said, hey, Mrs. O'Rourke, I'd be like, who?
I know, but isn't it funny? Because what did you call your friend's parents?
Oh,
you didn't call
Mrs.
them by their first name.
Oh, yeah, Mrs.
And it's a running joke in my family. My mom's best friend was my first grade. All my mom's friends were my teachers, because my mom was a teacher and
right.
in the same town that we lived.
Right.
I still have to call them Mrs. Murphy, Mrs. Harnish. Like,
yeah.
I can't call them by the, I can't
oh
say,
my God.
Hey, Marianne, what's up?
Right.
Like, I can't.
It didn't even dawn on me. If I want, like, my friend Mary, her mom's name was Lorraine. If I ever walked in and went, hey, Lorraine.
Right.
Her head would spin off her neck. No. Hi, Mrs. Hannon.
Oh, same for my
yeah.
friends. It was Mrs. Toomey. Like, I could never, you know, I could never do it. Like, jokingly, my friend Amy, I could say to her, like, just me and her, I could go, what's Danita up to? Because that's her mom's name.
Yes.
But never, like, not to her face. Like, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
And
my mom would, like, stay up late and gossip with me and all my friends. You know Shirley. Like,
oh,
Shirley
yeah.
had to be in on it. So sometimes my friends would be like, oh, Sheryl. Like, kind of as a joke. But it was just a different thing. You just never even
I wonder if other people
doing that.
I mean, I've said my age before. I'm 42. So I wonder if other people listening, like, if you have kids, younger kids, maybe they're teenagers. I mean, do their friends call you by your first name? Do they call you Mrs. or Mr. So-and-so?
Right.
I think maybe two of Emma's friends will call me Mrs. Petroni. And it does feel
really?
Weird. Yeah. And
oh,
I like it. It's kind of a throwback.
Yeah.
But it is strange to have them say Mrs. Petroni. I feel like, you know.
Well, it was always a sign of respect for your elders and, you know, just that
yeah.
kind of thing. And now, you know, I just want to know, call us if you are still somebody that, like, requires your kids to say Mr. or Mrs. or you're called Mr. or Mrs. Let us know. 617-655-1067. As always, phone lines are open. It's Morning Magic.